Welcome to the Frenemies Podcast, where four friends debate the latest issues in all sports and have a fun time doing it. High-heated arguments, crazy takes, and passionate opinions is what fills every pack-filled episode. Frenemies is available on all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Breaker, CastBox, and others. Welcome to episode 71 of the Frenemies Sports Podcast. Week 12 predictions today. We'll do recaps in the next episode once I go back to my dorm and have all the records with me because we are back from Thanksgiving break. It's a whole mess, but we'll get back together next week. Just an update. We did predict Thursday. I went 2-1. Carter went 3-0. 2-1. And Jackson went 3-0 as well. So let's start on Sunday. Oh, God, it's the first game. Damn it. All right, Buccaneers, Browns, and
I'll take this one. Tom Brady on the retirement tour. I've just watched shit show after shit show in Cleveland. Pardon my profanity. Buccaneers easy here. Brady also 2-0 since the divorce. Once again, frenemies on top of that relationship.
Sure, I'll go next. Cleveland. What good can I say about the Browns? There's not a whole lot.
Nick Chubb.
That's about it. Watson comes back in 2 weeks. I think the Buccaneers win this game by 900. The score final, 903-2. Carter, you.
This. Guys, I still have hope.
Okay. That's fine. You can have hope.
That's who I am. In case you haven't noticed, me and Jake are the optimism duo.
I would say I'm fairly optimistic as well.
And Hunter and Jack are the pessimists.
The realist.
The pessimist.
The realist.
The pessimistic. The game could be at halftime and everyone
if the coaches has good, we didn't have to be pessimistic.
If we looked perfect. If we made no mistakes, ever.
No, if we just looked like a competent football team.
We haven't looked just like that put, in
which,
years.
Which, for certain
put a football
teams...
Put a football team on the field that I don't think Medina could beat.
For certain teams, it's more fair than others. For example, this Browns defense and Joe Woods. It's fair for them to be...
Execution.
It's fair for them to be executed that way. More so than other teams that we all root for. But unfortunately, give me the Browns. I mean... There's no shot we beat Tom Brady.
So then why pick him?
But give me the Browns.
Good. Climbing that leaderboard.
Gentlemen, I think we're being too pessimistic about this game. I'm going to force a win here with my ability.
You know what?
And you know how I force a win? Is because
I'm on board. We're forcing wins.
No, if we lose this game, I will wax the hair on my right leg.
What?
What's going on TikTok?
Why?
Because I'm forcing this win. Extra couple reasons. I bought tickets to the Browns Ravens game months in advance. The tickets prices are way down. So I need the game to get a little more hype. So I need our record to go up. So I'm going to force us to win here. So yeah, if the Browns lose, I will wax my right leg.
Like your entire right leg?
Entire right leg.
Can I do it?
No.
Like, you're doing it?
God, no.
We have to be there.
Anyone else?
We need to film it. Okay, can Jack do it?
No.
Carter.
My mom.
I would like a professional.
My mom needs to wax people.
You're gonna go pay money to get your right leg waxed.
I will have.
You realize we're not winning.
Jack's mom will wax my right.
No,
leg.
No, that's kind of.
No, it's fine. Okay. No, it's fine. That's a nail.
Sure.
Not a weird. Yeah.
Not a weird way.
Yeah. Just, all right. Maybe like the bottom half of your right leg.
I'll do the upper.
That's a good idea.
All right, I really hope.
Look, I'm a true Browns. I'm forcing a win. Whenever I do this, we win.
Have
I'm
you
forcing
looked off,
a win.
Have you looked up the playoff routes?
We have routes.
We still have a chance.
No, we don't. We're at a 2.5% chance.
We legit still have a chance.
No, we don't.
We need a lot of miracles. We need a lot of things to happen. We need a lot of teams to lose. But we still have a chance.
Okay, look. We are coming up on the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. For those of you who, you know, pray... once upon a time, God had a son. That son died, and then God made that son come back to life. It is more likely that someone else dies and they come back to life than the Browns making the playoffs.
No, I don't.
No, I'm not.
I don't think that's statistically possible.
I'm forcing a win here, though. We will be 4-7. Mm-hmm.
We will win, and then all of a sudden,
then it's the Texans, and then it's 5-7. Then holy smokes, here we go in Cleveland, prime time. The massage Watson makes his return, and then anything can happen.
That is my hope. But just saying, if I do this and we win, then someone else's turn to take, you know,
do I'll something do
with their listen, I'll no, do no, something. No, 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 listen, I'm, no, 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 listen, 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 listen.
For a game, I might shave my head. Maybe I will consider it.
I've already put my bet on the USA soccer team. We're gonna live that one out before we.
What does that have anything? What relevance does that have?
I just can't have too much stress on my mind right now with you, and then everything else going on with all these losses were occurring today. I just can't afford to have like a Brazilian wax on the line.
You have never said anything that makes sense that has any relevance to anything. What's the next
it's
game?
It's not a Brazilian wax. It's just you put some hot Brazilian wax.
No, I'm talking about. That would be my bet. A Brazilian, just all bald down there. God. That's what a Brazilian is.
Whoa, yeah, okay.
It's all the notes.
This is a sports podcast.
Okay. Bengals, Titans, and Tennessee. We're just going to move on there. This is actually a good matchup. Carter, you can go first.
You're the Bengals. Everyone panicked when they went 0-2. Joe Burrow, so we're fine. I trust in Joe. I think they get out to an early lead, too. I don't know if Ja'Marr Chase has a great game. I don't even know if he's going to play. But if
he
returns,
I got rolled out.
What?
He did.
Mm-hmm. What?
When that happened.
When?
Like 3 hours ago.
Damn. Are you sure? I thought he was down.
Really no, he got ruled out. I'm positive. Oh. I have him on fantasy.
Well,
I put Zeke on my bench because Ja'Marr Chase was ruled as questionable, yeah. And then Zeke had his best game of the year, and now Ja'Marr Chase is out.
Yes. Because Carter went to Bengals and going to Titans.
I didn't even finish mine.
Just because.
You do you.
Just because me and Carter... I think tied right now, or it's really close for first place spot. So I feel like this is a game where I have to split.
Interesting.
So yeah, I'm going to Tennessee.
Yeah, Hunter, I'm going to go opposite of you just because of your hatred of the AFC South. I don't like that you're picking an AFC South team here. Okay. For that reason, I'm going to go Bengals. I think they get
if
it done in Tennessee.
Titans, I would have gone Bengals.
That's fair. I'll take the Bengals. I'll take Joe Burrow here. I think Joe Burrow is proving once and again that he's a top five quarterback in this league. And, you know, I said this last year. I'll say this again. I believe that Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than Justin Herbert.
All right. I'm going to be honest here. Just because I think we need the Bengals to lose to help the Browns' playoff chances, I will be taking the Titans, and that will be a theme they'll be following the next 8 weeks. but also, it is a revenge game for the Titans because the Bengals did go into their place and beat them last playoff, so they'll be motivated, and I think they'll pull through. Next game, Texans in Miami. Are we all picking Miami?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you, Hunter Bear. All right. Bears, Jets in New York. I still don't know if the Jets are a real team.
Well, it's an interesting storyline.
Unless you just don't know.
It's interesting this week because Zach Wilson, 5-2 as a starter this year, both losses coming against the Patriots, and gets blown out by the Patriots. They averaged 3 inches a play on offense in the second half, which is an absurd stat. And then Zach Wilson goes out and says to the media, I did not let my team down. Zach Wilson then not only gets benched, he's not dressing for this game. So it's going to be Mike White getting the start over Flacco. Flacco's the second string. It's just too much controversy going on with the Jets offense. And it's a shame for Saleh because he comes in there, builds a great program, phenomenal defense. And then, you know, your second overall pick quarterback just comes out and looks like a child. Child, same thing. I'm going to go Bears here. The Bears have lost a lot of games recently, even though they're putting up like 28 points a game. I'll still take the Bears here, and it'll be interesting to see how the season plays out for the Jets.
Yeah, I think this is more of a – I still think Wilson could potentially be the future for the Jets. However, I think Saleh's trying to teach him a lesson a little bit from kind of what he said in the media, which I really like and respect about Saleh. I think the Jets win this game. I think Mike White actually has a really good game, but expect Wilson to be back in the starting lineup soon.
I have the Bears winning this, but I just need – I've been on the Zach Wilson train since the start of the season, and what I saw, that was just – not what I saw even. He's been okay this year. He's still got a lot of work to do to be where I think he can potentially be. But what I saw was just – what I heard was just pathetic. You have to – that's not what a quarterback does. You have to take some accountability and your team's, especially your offense's, actions on the field. Averaging 3 inches of play is unbelievable. Like, just horrid. Take some accountability.
A lot of inches.
Take some accountability and hopefully he can do that and progress and become the quarterback I think he can be.
All right, the Jets are 6-4, which is an even record, and it's week 12, which is an even number, so I'm gonna take the Jets.
Have you guys seen
that? Makes sense.
Have you guys seen the thing on Twitter about the guy that he's flipped a coin for every single Jets game, and it's been right through 10 weeks?
Who did he pick this game?
I don't know.
He picked the Bears.
I'll take Bears.
I'll take the Bears.
Am I on the island?
Yeah.
Or did you go Jets?
No, I go. I like Bears.
I'm the island. The Jets. Okay.
The only other quarterback I like more than Zach Wilson is Justin Fields.
If you just scream out of a right pick, I'm not.
It's not like you're gonna contend.
I'm a dreamer.
You could go undefeated. That right there. You could go undefeated. You could be right back in the race. But you're just like, no.
All right. You know what? Let's do this. If you go undefeated this week,
I've done it before.
I will shave off the sides of my head and leave all the hair in the middle.
Just like a faux hawk. Yes.
Yeah, I'll go faux hawk, just like Marty Smith.
And you got to put it here too for your Buccaneers one.
Could you also pay for my gas?
How much?
My gas tank.
I have an empty gas tank, so I need like $50.
50?
To fill my gas tank.
He's not going undefeated. Correct.
I'll pay you in 2 years. When it's like a reasonable price.
Oh, dear God.
All right. Falcons, Commanders. Commanders at 6-5 at home in Washington. This is a tough game because, like, I don't see the Commanders as a 7-5 ball club. And for that reason, I like the Falcons. So they're both 6-6. It just feels right in my mind, even though Taylor Heinicke is the best quarterback in the NFL.
You know, I'm going to make you mad here because you have gone with Taylor Heinicke through thick and thin, and it has paid dividends for you.
I know.
It has. It's been really impressive. You've gone with the Commies when no one else has. Because of that, I'm going to take Heinicke. I'm going to hope Heinicke can get me a win here.
Damn it. You know, I'm going Heinicke, too. I'm not out of the race. Well, actually, no, I'm not out of the race.
Remember what's on the line for you here. The faux hawk.
Go with your gut, Jacob.
Yeah. Now you got to actually, like...
Go with your gut, kid.
I know, but, like, my biggest trait in life is loyalty. And I've been so loyal to Taylor. And his, you know, whopping attributes. Taylor, I'll take Washington.
Oh, give me the Commies. I like him this game, man. Because you two like him, I'll also take him.
This is actually our Chipotle game of the week, believe it or not.
You've been good somehow, at these this year.
Somehow beats the Bears. I'm 7-3-1 on the year. We need to stop the skid. Okay, we're 0-2 in our last 2 weeks. We need a rebound here. We need to bounce back. And you know what you go on when you need to bounce back? You don't go on the statistics. You go on Taylor Heinicke's iron balls. Give me the Commanders.
I don't like that we all picked the Commanders there, okay? This is Falcon written all over.
Faux hawk.
Damn it. Falcons. No. My initial reaction was Falcons. I'm going with the Falcons. The Falcons win this game. All right. Broncos, Panthers in Carolina. Baker was benched again, I think for the fourth time this year. It's honestly sad to see. I'm laughing, but it's like a sad laugh. He also took a shot at the Browns this week, which was funny.
Good for him.
We can't really say much because we're not that much. We're the same record as the Panthers. I don't think the Broncos though.
I will also take the Broncos. Is Darnold starting this game?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Broncos.
I mean. Yeah, the Broncos should win this. You know, they'd be 9-1 if they scored 18 points in every game. They'd be 9-1.
Do you know something else? The Broncos quarterback has thrown the same amount of touchdowns as Carson Wentz this year. The last time Carson Wentz played was week 6. I mean, and the fact that...
Let's ride.
That he's taking shot at Chad Powers... In his post-game pressers, pre-game pressers. Unbelievable. Unfortunately, give me the Broncos. I see no scenario where the Panthers win.
Rolling Broncos there?
Yep.
All right. Ravens, Jaguars in Jacksonville. This is another rioted game, and also because it helps the Browns. Give me the Jacksonville Jaguars at home.
I will not have a faux hawk. Give me the Ravens.
I'm with Jack, but I don't really have a faux hawk on the line. But, yeah, the Ravens win this game. Jacksonville's kind of lost their touch.
Yeah. Give me the Ravens.
The Jaguars have lost some tough games, I'm telling you. They haven't been that bad.
Okay. Can I, you know, let me get on my weekly Trevor Lawrence slander here.
They lost by 10 to the Chiefs. Four to Denver.
Well, Denver
six
sucks.
To the Giants, seven to Colts. They're losing by single digits. Yep. Every single game.
Because their quarterback sucks. He can't put up points.
No, he's a great quarterback.
Trevor Lawrence is maybe the fourth best quarterback in that draft class.
Wow. We're not doing it. We do this every
He's probably second. He sucks, though. There's not a good quarterback in that draft class except for Justin Fields.
I would still take Lawrence over Fields.
That's idiotic.
It's not. It's not.
What has Trevor Lawrence done that you're like, wow, he could be a good quarterback? What's he done? What has he shown you in the league?
He's shown you? A good quarterback, but not like this Peyton Manning that he was brought up to be.
But what has he shown you that he could be a good quarterback? He's not that accurate. He's not very mobile.
His arm strength, he is mobile.
He's not very mobile.
He is fairly accurate, especially with the weapons he was given.
I disagree. I don't think he's a good quarterback.
Also, if you think Justin Fields is going to be able to continue this running act.
Justin Fields has a worse.
It's just not going to happen.
He has a worse roster and a worse coach than the Jaguars.
Again, the roster and the coaching is very similar between those two.
Doug Peterson is a Super Bowl champion. Head coach.
Justin Fields was a thrower in college. He was more of a thrower than a runner.
Yeah, because the Buckeyes head coach doesn't allow his quarterbacks to run.
I should not have brought the Buckeyes up. I'm sorry.
We'll do an episode on that later in the week.
You'll hear a lot about Ryan
Day. Just give it a day to process, because if we did an episode now, I think we'd be off the internet. No, actually, I don't think we would be.
Yeah.
And I would probably have every single ounce of respect that I have in my life probably gone if I had talked about Ohio State right now.
You're an honest man.
I know.
All right, let's go to Arizona. Chargers, Arizona. Chargers.
Cardinals.
I'll take Chargers.
The only person I have any respect for right now, actually, no, I have two. J.J. Watt, Buda Baker. Give me the Chargers.
J.J. Watt's low-key overrated.
Oh, okay.
That I have respect for.
J.J. Watt's a little overrated.
I don't really like J.J. Watt.
He's overrated, but like I just like his mentality. Buda Baker. I respect
Buda Baker's cool, but J.J. Watt's got like an act about himself.
Like he's fake? Like Russell Wilson.
Yes, like it seems so ingenuine. You know what I mean?
No, it seems genuine with J.J. Watt, not with Russell.
He had a kid, and that's cool, but like his like defensive style recently, it's just been annoying.
How comes one's defensive style? Just something about it.
J.J. Watt's an annoying player right now. Okay, like he's a good dude. Like he helped out with like Katrina and all that good stuff. And like you know, he helped feed the people that lost their houses. And he's a really good guy. It's just annoying.
But he did it to get the media attention. Is that what it is?
I don't want to judge him.
Like oh. I did this so people can, like, say, oh, my God, J.J. Watt's such a good dude, but we see behind that.
Like a lot of these other athletes, they go out and you don't hear a thing. You know what I'm saying? The Walter Payton Man of the Year, you never hear a thing about him. Mm-hmm. Then J.J. Watt goes on and it's, look at me. I'm on a helicopter throwing Subway subs to everybody.
We need to move on.
Again, this might be a horrible thing to say. Does anyone else out there, like, agree with me? They're like, J.J. Watt just, like, it seems like an act.
You just called him out for donating to Katrina victims.
Yeah, but it's like when, you know, like when Donald Trump was like at like the one hurricane and he was like shooting out toilet paper rolls to the people in need. Like that's what J.J. Watt strikes me as. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I would like
who to, picked, I would what like you, who is your team? Who did you pick here?
Chargers. It's beta a la beta. These are two beta teams with the exception of Buda Baker.
Feels like a letdown spot for saying it.
St. Ed's. St. Ed's. I think St. Ed's has a letdown spot coming up, too.
For the Chargers. So, yeah, give me Arizona.
J.J. Watt won the Walter Payton Man of the Year, and you said they just...
Yeah, but that was a while ago. And then he won it. It wasn't recent.
That was 2017.
No, that's 5 years ago. Almost 6 years ago.
That was before Ohio State. Or that's the last time.
Stop bringing them up.
No, like
we're
JJ Watt.
No, no, we're done.
JJ
we're
Watt
done.
Won it
we're
back
done.
Then. He's like, we're oh, done. Now I got to be we're this done. Like superhero.
We're done.
Just be yourself, just be yourself, man.
Raiders, Seahawks.
Great job being a good human, JJ.
Thank you, JJ, for your service.
He's a good dude. It's an act.
No, you're an idiot. All right, Raiders, Seahawks. I'll take Pete Carroll. You know, I think this could be a letdown spot. I'll take Seattle.
It's not. Pete Carroll is such a better coach than Josh McDaniels. This is why you don't give these NFL coaches these, like, 8-9 year contracts worth millions of dollars. And you see it all over the place. College football, Mel Tucker, they're going to miss a bowl game, and they're paying him $100 million over the next few years. Josh McDaniels, he's getting paid a ridiculous sum of money. Matt Rhule, for the next 8 years, could sit at home and do nothing, and he would make $40 million over 8 years. it's very dumb giving these coaches these big, long contracts. Pete Carroll is going to run circles around Josh McDaniels. I got the Seahawks here.
Yeah, give me Seahawks as well. I think Seattle is just the better football team. They're much better coached. I don't know. They look better. Give me Seattle.
I agree with everything that's been said. Give me Seattle.
Rams, Chiefs in Kansas City. We're all going Chiefs.
By a million. Like, this may be worse than the Browns-Bucks game.
Give me the Rams. I think Rams win this football game.
With who?
Doesn't matter. It's my nut pick, and I don't get my nut picks wrong. Give me the Rams.
If the Rams win this football game, I will be so unbelievably shocked.
Put something on the line.
Okay. If the Rams win this football game, I could get very dangerous right here.
I think the Rams win this.
Don't put the eyebrow on the line.
Eyebrow?
just a slash in the eyebrow. Cooper Kupp is out, correct? if the Rams win this game, I will let you cut. How far is this over right here? Is this like not less than a half an inch?
Yeah.
I'll let you cut right there on my eyebrow.
Jack has to do it.
Like just one line.
Jack has to do it.
Just a line. Just a,
oh, gee, okay. Just a line. That's nothing.
No, no,
my
no,
God.
No.
That's fine. No, it's fine.
To the left. So all this, like the point.
Oh,
the
okay.
So it's just half a line round.
Jack has to do it.
Jack's not gonna be home.
No, he until once he's home, he'll do it. Jack is doing this, so. Let's go. Shake it. Shake it. Yep.
You're taking the Rams?
No, absolutely.
No, but I'm betting you.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Can't wait to see that.
The Chiefs are favored by 15.5. I've never seen a number that big for an NFL game before.
That is a
Patty
big number.
Patty Mahomes, I don't swear, even think if you look.
No, he's not. Neither the backup. It's the third string.
John Wolford?
Yep. Yeah, Wolford. No, yeah, it's like, I forget. It's like Hopkins or something? Or
Hoskins?
No.
If the Chiefs, if Patty Mahomes comes out and looks like prime Baker Mayfield.
They would probably win by 30.
Oh. It seems like a letdown spot for the Chiefs as well. I don't know. Give me the Rams.
The eyebrows are on the line, Patty.
You know, Hunter, there's so little times where with you, I feel like, yeah, I just gained a game there. This time, I feel like I just gained a game here.
Okay.
But then again, you're...
Okay. My nut picks are never wrong.
You are the champion. You're the champion for a reason.
There's a method of my madness.
I hate it. Okay. Saints 49ers in San Francisco. I'll take San Fran.
Yeah, I'll take the red and gold. Niners should win this one easily.
Niners.
I'll take the Niners. The NFC Championship game is going to be the Niners-Bucks. The Saints pick has officially died.
It was wrong. It died week one.
No, it didn't die week one. It's wrong. I think Winston should get a start at some point.
Winston sucks. He is the reason
better
they're terrible.
Than Andy Dalton.
That's not what any single stat shows.
He gives
not
the
a single. That's not true. That's absolutely not true.
When do you care about stats? Because the stats show that Baker Mayfield and Kirk
Cousins
are the legit
same. You statistically have not. Kirk Cousins is miles better than Baker Mayfield. Excuse you. What were we talking about? you just drive
Dalton,
me nuts.
Dalton
is egregiously better.
He doesn't have
the
long brawl threat that Winston has.
Yeah, because Winston is standing in the
Michael
pocket.
Thomas
if it's not
is probably gone.
Michael Thomas
the
blows. Slant boy. Slant boy.
Give me the Niners.
If you're out there right now and you think that Jameis Winston is better than Andy Dalton right now, compare their stats from just this season alone and then, you know, say, wow, good job, Jack.
Oh, I have a theoretical for you guys.
Oh, Jesus.
I hate you so much.
Okay. 25 years from now. An unnamed player. Okay.
I feel like include.
He's been to a Super Bowl or two. He has a 62% winning percentage. So he's won 62% of his games. His touchdown to interception ratio is 2.5 to 1.
What?
Is this man a Hall of Famer?
25 years from now?
No, we're not going to entertain this. I'm just saying.
This is like an SAT question.
This player is unnamed. Is that man a Hall of
Famer? Oh, that changes everything. I thought we were naming him. Carter, like...
No. I just want you to answer. Is that player a Hall of Famer?
I'm really trying to think here.
Are you saying, like, he continues that for 25 years?
So,
are you saying that's his stats right now, And when
his stats. When his career ends.
So, all right, shut up.
Winning percentage. He's been to one or two Super Bowls.
So in 2047.
No. I'm just saying.
Let me stop. I need to get the picture, man. 24/7.
When we're looking back on it, is that man in the
Hall of Fame? 2.5 to 1 TD to interception ratio.
62%,
maybe 63% winning percentage.
Is that man Hall of Fame?
What else does he have? And been to a Super Bowl. Two
Super Bowl.
Has he won?
One or two Super Bowl appearances.
Has he won?
He has not won a Super Bowl.
No.
He's not. Okay. So I ask.
Okay.
Now this theoretical. If he wins the Super Bowl, is he a Hall of Famer?
What does this have to do with anything?
Probably.
Okay. Who is it?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I know, yeah, I figured it shouldn't be. Probably.
Jimmy no. Because Matt Ryan has to be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, easily. He's like top 10 in passing yards. Jimmy Garoppolo is nowhere near that. Statistically, hold on.
Matt Ryan and Jimmy Garoppolo aren't comparable.
You're right. Matt Ryan is miles better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy has very good statistics. I know Matt Ryan.
No, he does. Not compared to Matt Ryan. No, he does not. Matt Ryan is much better in almost every single statistical category. On top of that, Matt Ryan's got that MVP. Jimmy Garoppolo has never sniffed hardware.
If Jimmy Garoppolo wins a Super Bowl, he will probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Disagree.
Maybe.
Really disagree. Like, really, like, I disagree this much.
Yeah, that tends to be the common theme.
My whole wingspan.
She's actually very, very large.
You know what they say about large wingspans?
What do they say, Jackson? What do they say?
Large personalities.
I see. Next game.
That was beautiful, Jackson.
Thank you.
All right, Packers-Eagles in Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Eagles.
Eagles.
Give me the Eagles.
Eagles are slowing down.
I would like to say one thing. I said during a draft show special that Christian Watson would be the best receiver from this draft. We're looking on pace.
It looks like it right now. The
past three games he's played, he's looked wonderful.
Yeah, I'll give you the past three games.
Because that's only three games he was healthy.
I'll give you that.
Two.
I don't think he's looked better than Olave, though. Olave's probably going to win. He's going to win Rookie of the Year.
Just wait.
And Drake London. He hasn't looked good under.
But also,
yes, he has.
Also,
Drake London sucks.
Season-wise, he's not. That is not true.
Also, with those, you have to wait until they get somewhat of a competent quarterback. And Drake, I disagree. Drake London doesn't have the same separation or hasn't had as good of a game. Like, Olave doesn't have a great quarterback.
They're fairly similar
Watson
stats.
Has
and he has Marcus Mariota thrown into football.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Olave.
Drake London is still a very solid receiver, and he could still potentially be number one in this class.
It's a shame.
Yeah,
All the good wide receivers in this class, with the exception of Watson, they all went to just awful situations. Garrett Wilson's getting the ball thrown to him by Zach Wilson. Yeah. Olave has been going between Dalton and Jameis, who are both bad, but Andy Dalton is slightly better.
I'm also telling you.
And then Drake London's been getting the ball thrown to him by Marcus Mariota. And Drake London, once Desmond Ridder gets his shot, the kid explodes.
Maybe. So far, George Pickens has been a top five receiver in this class.
Not true. That's just not true. No, it's not.
Class?
No, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it is. Okay. It is.
Watson?
It is.
Hold on. Wilson, Olave, Burks. Or not Burks.
Not Burks.
London.
Not Burks.
Not, I'm sorry. I didn't mean Burks. I meant London.
Burks
could be Burks hasn't played.
He's not been
played. Pickens is probably five. What other receivers in this class? Because I'm so confident.
George.
Not yet, no. But he will be. George Pickens will be in prison in 3 to 4 years.
That is fine. If you want that take, have it. But George Pickens is a dog.
George Pickens is like the exact...
When he's throwing the football, he makes in crazy catches.
That's great.
And he...
You know what George Pickens is? You know what George Pickens is? George Pickens is literally the off-the-field version of J.J. Watt on the field.
What?
George Pickens...
Okay, I understand what you said there.
Word for word is the... On-the-field version of J.J. Watt off
Williams,
the field.
John Mechie, Jahan Dotson.
Oh, he's been... Yeah, I take Jahan Dotson over George Pickens easily. Close. Easily, I'll take Dotson over Pickens.
Pickens, Wilson, London, David Bell.
David Bell's awful.
Sky Moore, Treylon Burks. Yeah, maybe.
Pickens at six.
Jahan Dotson has not been better than George Pickens. Not even close.
Wrong. Jake, next game.
He has 179 yards on the season. George Pickens at 107 in his last game.
That's great.
Next game here. Sorry, we're after. I'm sorry. I agree with you. Pickens is a top five receiver.
Thank you.
Just because Carter said it doesn't mean we have to berate him.
In this class, probably. But I don't know. Some of the Pickens I really don't like.
It's because he's unpopular.
It's not because he's unpopular.
It is because he's unpopular.
It's because he's a dirty player.
And Jameson Williams hasn't stepped on the football.
You don't like how he carries himself.
I don't. Not even a little.
You don't like, exactly. So that's why you don't like him. That's why he's unpopular.
No, because he reminds
you. You just said he wasn't unpopular after you said you didn't like
him. Who's the one dude from the Colts? Since he received
Alec Pierce.
He's been solid.
I like Alec Pierce.
But not better than Pickens, but he's also
He's not better than Pickens, no, but he's solid.
He will be in the league longer than Pickens, I'll say
Steelers,
that.
Steelers, Colts, and Indy here. Monday Night Football. Oh, Monday Night Football, Jesus. This game's got like 17-16 written all over it.
Colts.
Yeah, well, actually.
I'll take Colts, too.
Does it help if the Colts or Steelers win for the Browns? Does it matter?
Probably doesn't matter.
Probably not. I like the Colts. Michael Pittman.
Yeah, I don't want
Colts. Jeff Colts, Saturday.
What's the Colts record?
It's eh.
They're 4-6-1.
Probably helps if the Steelers win. But, yet again, if the Steelers all of a sudden get 8 or 9 wins, then you're like, what? You know what I'm saying?
So I don't really see
either of these teams getting win in the playoffs unless they just go on a magical unbeaten streak and win their division.
Yeah. Give me the Colts. George Pickens sucks.
George, well, no! Wait a minute! What? He just said George Pickens sucks and I can't respond after that? I thought we were putting that idea to bed.
He was just throwing it out there.
I like George Pickens since like week one.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
I've always hated him.
He hated him way
more. All right. If anyone has any last thoughts.
I really hope Jeff Saturday succeeds.
I hope Ryan Day got fired an hour ago.
Ryan Day's pathetic.
No one? Oh, my gosh. I don't want to get started on the Ohio State. We'll save that for an episode. The college recap later.
It's honestly incredible. It's
just a black hole, Jackson. We just need to stop.
This has nothing to do with Ryan Day. This is just sports. But, like, for anyone out there who, like, follows sports and, like, lives it and breathes it, and there's probably billions of people that do across the world, it's amazing how much like a ball and 11 players can affect your mental health.
It's different.
You know what I mean?
It's different for certain people like us. Like we're it's just
like, you know what I mean? Like there's,
no, it is.
There's
it's,
like,
it's honestly,
we're not unique. We're not one of kind. There are carbon copies of us all over the globe. Maybe, yeah. Maybe not Hunter, but the three of us,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's just like, it's amazing.
It's
something you have no control over. Can ruin your ruin your years.
And it's not like oh man, we'll get him next time. It's like
your heart breaks a little bit.
48 hours.
Yeah,
it feels like you just got stabbed in the heart.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's unbelievable.
Well, on that note, thanks for listening.
Go USA.
Yeah, go USA.
George
Iran
Bush,
Tuesday.
Baby.
George.
Let's have that George Bush mentality on Tuesday.
We're not letting them beat us.
Thanks
battle
for
the
thanks
oil,
for listening.
Baby.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe to the Frenemies podcast, whatever podcast platform you're listening on Spotify. Make sure you interact with our polls and questions on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating. And if you really want to and have a chance on making it into our show, you can leave an audio recording on your take, opinion, and whatever you want to say. Thanks for listening.